And with me here in the KRVS studios this afternoon is the producer of this week's Louisiana Focus, Elizabeth Rose. She was also one of the journalists in this series. And we wanted to just talk with someone who's in journalism here at UL. Elizabeth is a senior in journalism at UL. She's also editor of The Vermilion. KRVS has been doing Louisiana Focus for many, many years now, helping out the communications and journalism program here at UL. The students like yourself who have been on Louisiana Focus have won numerous awards, national awards in college journalism, and we're very happy and proud for that, and I know it reflects on the program that you've been involved with now. So welcome here in the studios. I know you all work really hard at producing those pieces. Those are carefully edited and produced. You all interview people quite widely, and then you put them together. So it's a great class, again, led by Dr. Bill Davey. Well, tell us just a bit about your time here at UL in this journalism program. You started off in journalism and you haven't left it. What's your experience been like here?
My experience with the journalism program has been nothing but positive. Our professors do not give us free passes by any means, but they're very encouraging, and they are definitely preparing us for the world ahead. We know that the real world will not be sympathetic for us, and our professors understand that, and so they're preparing us to the best of their ability, and I think they're doing a fantastic job.
Well, and I've watched you over the past 4 years with your assignments and just how hard you work on them, and there's so many opportunities for you all. They really encourage you to get real life experience. I mean, in addition to this program that KRVS offers you, the Louisiana Focus program, you do a lot of print journalism as well. What have been some of your experiences?
Well, my class is with Professor Buckman. When you start in your introductory journalism class with him, you start doing real-world stories. You interview students, you interview faculty members, and you go out in the community and you interview community leaders. So it teaches you not to be shy, that's for sure. You cannot be timid when it comes to
approaching your stories,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, it's definitely a difficult preparation doing it with school, and I know a lot of us work outside jobs as well, but I think that it definitely teaches us to balance all of our responsibilities and to learn how to work on multiple stories at once.
Mm. And you started very early on in your career here at UL working with The Vermilion, which is the student newspaper here. You're now the editor,
yes,
of The Vermilion. Tell us about that experience.
The Vermilion has been a fantastic supplement to my journalism education. I started as a sophomore. I originally asked to volunteer because I thought, you know, college newspaper, oh my goodness, that's a really big deal. And I asked the editor at the time, Allison Moon, you know, is there any volunteering I can do? Can I come by and watch how y'all put the paper together and everything like that, the process? And I went to my first meeting, and they had a surplus of story ideas. So she looked at me and she said, "Do you want to start writing?" I said, "Okay, I guess so." And I spent the entire weekend working on my story. I probably worked on it for probably 8 hours. I was terrified that it was going to be that it was going to read poorly, or that I wasn't going to have enough information. So I did like a 1,200 word story on a grant that that the biology department received to study crustaceans in the effects of the BP oil spill on them.
So you know a lot about crustaceans in,
yes,
the Gulf.
Yes.
And obviously you continued with it because 3 years later you're the editor of The Vermilion. And there have been a lot of changes. Not only are you print, but you're now online.
Yes.
And how has that worked out for the paper?
Website has been an excellent way for us to get news out to the students almost immediately. Our social media pages as well. Social media is considered extremely important in journalism nowadays. You get breaking news from Twitter, from Facebook, and it's a great way to interact with your readership as well. So I think our social media presence and our website, thevermilion.com, has really allowed us to get information to students faster because we are a weekly paper. And if something comes up on a Thursday, we want to tell people on Thursday and not the following Wednesday.
Right. And I think it would be a great site and Facebook page for many UL alums
to sign up definitely.
For. Because you can keep up with what's going on campus and get regular updates that way. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Elizabeth Rose. If you were listening earlier to Louisiana Focus, she was one of the producers and actually the producer of that segment for Louisiana Focus. It is the premiere of the semester. We work with the students, the journalism students, every semester and have been for many years to create Louisiana Focus. The professor is Dr. Bill Davey this year, and the students have just begun and will continue throughout the semester. Elizabeth is also a senior journalism major here at UL Lafayette and editor of The Vermilion. Now, this summer, you were also an intern with a local paper, The Independent, and that was quite a positive experience for you.
It definitely was. I think that local publications and local television stations are absolutely fantastic at welcoming interns because I know that I would not feel prepared for post-graduation life if I had not had that internship with The Independent. And it's actually led to an opportunity for me to do food writing for them as well as some freelance as well. So it's really opened up doors.
So you've continued on actually in a professional way.
Yes.
Not just as a student intern. And just recently, I think you went to a journalism conference that was for a regional conference or national?
It was the National Society of Professional Journalists and Radio, Television, Digital News Association conference. This is the third year they've teamed up and put on the national conference together. And it was the national convention is really a great opportunity because you get to see how other student newspapers function and the products they're putting out. But you also get to hear professionals speak and you get to network with a lot of people. The Society of Professional Journalists has a small group called Generation J. And basically, it's all of the members of SPJ who have 10 years or less of professional experience. And so it's great. Saturday night, we got to break off and spend our own time together as a group. And it's a really great opportunity to, you know, get advice from people who are pretty new in the profession and how they broke into it and were able to find jobs, you know, immediately out of school, which is not an easy feat.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of students listening right now. We have a lot of high school students listening. They're off early during the day. And I'm sure a lot of them are thinking, I didn't know that, because there's a lot of talk about, you know, newspapers limiting their circulation and newspapers having a hard time making it. But your enthusiasm and your description of what you've been working at really makes it sound like the profession is quite alive.
Oh, I definitely think the profession is alive. Maybe the outlet isn't the same, but the need is maybe even greater than it was before. You're not going to put all of your information in print necessarily, but you will spread it between online, your social media, and your print product.
So there's actually even more journalism going on, just on so many more different platforms. And it sounds like UL is preparing you all well for all of those different platforms.
Definitely, definitely.
Again, my guest, Elizabeth Rose, she is a senior journalism major here at UL Lafayette. She is also editor of The Vermilion, the student newspaper here at UL, works for The Independent as well in town. And she is in Dr. Bill Davies' class, which produces Louisiana Focus every week here on KRVS. It started off on a Tuesday this week, but every week on Monday at 3 o'clock, we'll be playing Louisiana Focus.
And I just wanted to add, at this national convention this weekend, Louisiana Focus was awarded the best college newscast in the country. They were awarded the top newscast college radio station award in the country, which is really a fantastic accomplishment.
And yet another award. And I do have to say that Elizabeth Rose works here at KRVS, so we're all the richer for that. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for all your hard work over these past years. And I know that wherever you go, you're going to be quite successful.
Thank you
so much.